America is an amazing country filled with wonderful people who do incredible things. But too often, the media and liberal politicians ignore big parts of our nation and the people who make it work. Today, I'm going to discuss how Republicans can effectively communicate on the topic of abortion and neutralize damaging, misleading attack ads from Democrats that paint a false picture of our pro-life party. If we want to win, we have to effectively communicate why we stand for life. This is what Republicans stand for. I'm Ronna McDaniel, and this is Real America. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Real America. We are so excited to be in 2024. We are in the process of taking back the White House, winning the Senate, and holding the House. And this is such an important election year. And I wanted to dedicate this episode to one of the things we know the Democrats are going to run on heading into this election. We know their playbook, right? They've told us they're going to run on two issues. We'll talk about one later, but one's going to be MAGA extremism. They say it every day. You see it on every single mainstream media. That's their talking point, the threat to democracy. But then the second is abortion. And they've been doing this for 2 years. We know this. So we've got to be prepared and we have to be ready. So that's why I wanted to do a podcast on this issue starting the new year, because the Democrats have told us this is all they're going to run on. And we've seen it. They've spent money on it. So we've got to be prepared. So the first thing I want to say is, you know, we haven't really talked about abortion for 50 years. Roe was overturned in 2022. Americans haven't thought about it, right? You've been pro-life or pro-choice, but Roe has been the law of the land. So it's understandable that the American voters don't know where we stand on this issue. And for the first time in their lives and many people's lives, they're thinking about, where do I stand? Where do I stand on this issue? What would I do with my family or my daughter if it were me? So it's really important that Republicans don't stick their head in the sand and allow Democrats to define us on such an important issue as life. And so one of the things the RNC has been leading on, we've been leading on this since 2022, is we've been giving guidance to candidates to get out in front of it, talk about it. We put a memo out before the election. Kellyanne Conway and I were calling candidates saying, please don't ignore this issue. And one thing I've learned is a lot of our candidates are still afraid to talk about this issue. So this is why this podcast is so important. Everybody watching it, candidates, just know this is what the Democrats are going to do. They've told us, so we have to be ready. Now, the RNC, just for, you know, informational sake, we don't do TV. We don't do the ads. Candidates get to decide for themselves what they put on TV. They talk to their consultants. They talk to their pollster. And they make decisions as to how they're going to communicate with the voters. And that's the right thing for them to do. The RNC's voter registration. We're in 75 lawsuits right now on election protection. We're doing minority outreach. We're doing so many other things. But really, communication on this issue is going to come down to each and every individual candidate and their campaign and their decision to get in front of the voter. So I want to start with what I think is so important heading into this election. First, define yourself. Get out in front of this. We know the Democrats are going to inundate the airwaves with lies. They are going to lie. They do not tell the truth. They are going to scare voters and say we won't give life-saving care for miscarriages or ectopic pregnancies. And they're going to find stories to scare voters with. They're going to say we're for bans on everything, which just isn't true. And so why I think it is so important and pivotal, and this is the most important thing I think candidates should take from this, is get in front of the issue. Inoculate it. Get on TV early. Put money behind it. Don't just talk about it in a private donor meeting or on a debate or on a phone call. You go to the voters. You say, this is where I stand. My Democrat opponent is going to lie to you. They are going to try and create fear and spread misinformation on an issue that is deeply personal for all of us. So I want you, the voter, to know where I stand. And that will prevent the Democrats from spending millions of dollars on lies. I'm going to show some commercials that have done this effectively later, but I think that is the most important thing. We are seeing Republicans respond too late. They are waiting. If you're digging yourself out of a hole, you're losing. If somebody's spending $30 million against you in a lie, that lie becomes the truth. I use this example all the time. When you watch Rocky, the movie, I'm sure you've all seen it. I love that movie. I just made my kids watch it for the first time. When Rocky's just getting pummeled, right? pummeled by Apollo Creed and his eyes getting all swollen. And you're just sitting there in the audience saying, please, Rocky, you know, defend yourself. Put your hands up. Fight back. This is what our candidates have to do. We cannot let them pummel us on this issue. And we know the Democrats have nothing else to run on. So this is the bucket they're going to go in. The second is we win on this issue. The American people are with us. When we talk to voters, and I'll share some polling numbers with you, when we show voters Democrat candidates who have no exceptions, they believe that abortions could be had up until 7th, 8th, 9 months when a baby can live. They think when a baby can actually feel their life being taken away, because we know the science now lets us know when a baby is feeling pain, that that's okay. They think it's okay that a 10-year-old or an 11-year-old girl who's getting an abortion shouldn't have to tell their parents. They think it's okay to have babies be aborted just because it's a girl. Just because it's a girl. That's China. That's not our country. So when we go to voters and say, listen, the Democrats can't name an abortion they're against, and watch it. Joe Biden's been asked this question over and over and over again. They will not set a limit. This is disgusting. This is not where our country is. But when you go to voters and say, this is where the extreme Democrats are, but Republicans support common sense limitations and exceptions for rape, life, and incest, when we compare those two things, we win by 22 points. We win by 22 points. Voters are with us. They are not with North Korea and China. And we need to call out the extremeness of the Democrats. The final thing I would say is money, 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 money. Democrats have spent so much money on this issue. In 2022, they spent $350 million on abortion ads alone. And so our candidates cannot expect to put their head on the sand or come on TV and say, oh, we're going to talk about crime, or we're going to talk about the economy, and we're going to talk about border, and we're going to pretend that this issue doesn't exist. They can't do that. Now, I get that, right? I'm a suburban mom. I have two children. It was really hard for me to get pregnant with my daughter. My daughter was born with a cleft palate. These are real issues that happen in our lives, something that maybe some people would abort a baby over, something like that. These are all of us bring our stories together, our sisterhood on this issue. We all know women who've had miscarriages or couldn't have babies or have had the blessing of adoption. So we have to speak with compassion, and we have to talk to voters and be honest about where we stand and why we stand where we are, and be personal, because the Democrats are going to fill the space if we don't. So those are my guidelines. One, go on offense, define yourself early. Two, make sure that you point out the extremeness of the Democrats, and just be ready, because this is what the Democrats are going to do heading into 2024. Now, I have accumulated some ads that we've seen across the country. I'm going to share that with you in the next segment. Some ads from Democrats that they're running very effectively against our Republican candidates, but also a couple of Republican ads that have been very effective. And I'm going to say a couple because for 2 years, Republicans really have been uncomfortable talking about this issue. That has to end. We are not going to win if we do not tackle this issue head on. So after the break, I'm going to show you some of these ads, and I'm going to talk about the huge difference in spending between what Democrats are doing on this issue versus Republicans fighting back.
Republicans need to vote early to win in 2024. That's why the RNC's Bank Your Vote campaign is educating GOP voters on how to lock in their votes as early as possible. And now we have customized websites for all 50 states and in 16 languages. Help Republicans win big in November. Visit bankyourvote.com to find out how to vote early in your state.
Welcome back to Real America. I'm so excited to have this conversation about the issue we know Democrats are going to come at us with in 2024, lying, misleading the American public. We've seen it the past 2 years, abortion. So this issue is a little more personal to me for different reasons as well, because I feel like the RNC was really ahead. We understood how bad this issue was. We knew it was going to hurt us in 2022. We put out a memo before the election. We were calling candidates. And, you know, being a suburban woman, I might have an understanding about how this is going to affect suburban voters. We don't do TV, so it's up to those candidates, it's up to those individual consultants whether or not they tackle this issue. And I remember in 2022 literally being shushed and being told, you know, this wasn't going to be an issue, and having arguments with consultants for certain campaigns and feeling incredibly frustrated that we knew this was an issue, but I wasn't being heard. The RNC wasn't being heard. And I'm not going to let that happen heading into 2024. It's great to be a woman in the room. We need to be heard. And you need to understand this is an issue that's animating young women on college campuses. It's animating suburban women. Democrats are lying. Democrats are running on this. And yes, there are huge issues facing our country at the border and with fentanyl and with inflation. But if we don't get this right, we aren't going to be successful in 2024. And I'm going to go through some numbers for 2023, but I want to be really clear. We don't do the TV at the RNC. It's up to the candidates. I say to people all the time, just because I give my husband the directions, it doesn't mean he uses them when we're driving, right? We're trying to give guidance to candidates. We're seeing it in our polling. We saw it 2 years ago, and we've seen it play out in election after election. So as I mentioned, in 2022, Democrats spent $350 million on abortion advertising. $350 million. Many of our candidates refused to talk about it at all, to their detriment. In 2023, Democrats have spent $75 million on abortion ads, and Republicans spent $17 million, five times less. So in the state of Virginia, they had Senate races. Governor Youngkin did a great job. He went out. He helped to raise a ton of money. Democrats still outspent Republicans 10 to 1 on this issue. Republicans were talking about crime. Democrats were talking about abortion, and we weren't responding. You have to respond. That is the key. I think get ahead of it. I would rather not respond. Get ahead of it. Don't even let them define you. And I'll say it again. When someone's spending $30 million lying about you on TV and you don't respond, that lie becomes the truth. That's just a fact. So if we sit and let Democrats come at us over and over again, even if it's settled law in your state, even if you feel like you've said it over and over again, repetition is key. Voters don't just know where you stand. You have to put money behind the messaging. So I'm going to go into Kentucky. We had a key governor's race in a very red state. My kids were actually born in Kentucky. I love this state. We had a great candidate in Attorney General Daniel Cameron. We actually won every statewide race in Kentucky in 2023, except taking out this Democrat incumbent governor because all he ran on was abortion. In the final waning days of this race, he spent $1.3 million on abortion ads, and Republicans didn't talk about it, and they hadn't talked about it since August, so they didn't respond. And I want to show you this ad because this is a template. It's just a template of what we're seeing across the country from Democrats. Joe Biden has an ad like this right now up as well. This is what they're going to do. Let's watch this ad from Andy Beshear, the Democrat in Kentucky.
I was raped by my stepfather after years of sexual abuse. I was 12. Anyone who believes there should be no exceptions for rape and incest could never understand what it's like to stand in my shoes. This is to you, Daniel Cameron. To tell a 12-year-old girl she must have the baby of her stepfather who raped her is unthinkable. I'm speaking out because women and girls need to have options. Daniel Cameron would give us none.
There's no way to watch that ad and not feel emotion. I'm sorry, there's no way to not feel for this young woman. And this is what Democrats are doing across the country. They're lying to voters. They're scaring them. They're going to come up with scenarios, and they're going to mislead voters. So if we're not talking to them directly, candidates talking to them directly, saying this is where I stand, they are lying about me, we're just not going to be able to combat this because they're putting all their eggs in this basket. So let's watch a couple ads too. And I really scoured, okay? I went through race after race after race across the country in the past 2 years to find ads where our candidates took this head on, and there are very few. So shame on consultants. I'm going to say this. I know you don't know the name of any consultants who work for these candidates because they go nameless and blameless. But a lot of them are advising our candidates to ignore this issue. And they are wrong. And if we do this, it's going to be a mistake again heading into 2024. But I do want to show some consultants, and I don't know who did these ads, but they did a great job. One is a guy named Danny Diggs. He ran for a Senate race here in Virginia against a Democrat. And I want to show you how he responds to this issue. And then we'll show you Joe Lombardo, a candidate for governor in 2022, who beat an incumbent Democrat governor. This is the only incumbent Democrat that was beaten across the country in the governor's races in Nevada. So we'll show those both back to back.
Don't believe the things they're saying about my dad. As sheriff, he worked every day to protect women, families, and children. He wants to empower women and find solutions in Richmond. Here is where he really stands on abortion. My dad supports Governor Youngkin's common sense 15-week limit with exceptions for rape and to protect the life of the mother. He supports expanded medical coverage for women. Take it from me, he will find consensus and fight for women, not cater to the extremes.
Democrat politicians are trying to scare us. Nevada law allows abortions up to 24 weeks, and it was enacted by the voters. That law can only be changed by a vote of the people. These guys are lying to us. Housing, groceries, and everyday life are more expensive thanks to failed Democrat policies. They don't want to talk about that. I'm voting Republican because I'm tired of the lies, and I'm tired of paying for their mistakes.
I love both of those ads, especially Danny Diggs' ad with his daughter in it, talking about her dad, explicitly stating where he stood so the Democrats can't fill the void with lies. I love that. I think the Joe Lombardo ad was incredibly effective. Democrats will lie no matter what. We need to understand this, and this is what we're heading into going into 2024. So let me just go through a couple other things. We do have to show compassion. We should be compassionate on this issue. Voters can tell if you're being authentic when you're talking about abortion. And I'm so proud to be from a party that is pro-life, that is pro-family. And we have a lot to talk about on our record as Republicans. And I'm going to share with you some of the wonderful things that Republican governors and legislatures are doing across the country to show not only do we care about the unborn, we care about mothers, we care about making things easier for families, and we're doing that through how we enact legislation across the country. So I'm going to give just a few examples. In Tennessee, Republican Governor Bill Lee and the Republican legislature became the first state in the nation to cover the cost of diapers for the first 2 years of a baby's life. Tennessee also invested $20 million to improving access to maternal health care and boosting critical resources. Nevada, Governor Joe Lombardo, the ad you just saw, signed a bill to expand financial assistance for families who adopt a child with Down syndrome. In Georgia, Republican Governor Brian Kemp announced a statewide marketing campaign to recruit and retain more foster parents. In Mississippi, Governor Tate Reeves signed legislation to create a tax credit for pregnancy resource centers and adoption expenses. Texas, Governor Greg Abbott signed legislation to invest $140 million more into the Thriving Texas Families Program. This program promotes healthy pregnancy and childbirth, promotes childbirth as an alternative to abortion, increases access to resources that promote family and child development. The list goes on and on. President Trump expanded the child tax credit. The list goes on and on about ways that Republicans are not just talking the talk, they're walking the walk. It's not just about protecting the unborn. It's not just about having common sense limitations and talking to voters about where we stand. It is about making adoption easier. It is about giving people choices. Democrats have one answer to everything: abortion. They can't name an abortion they're against. They are extreme on this issue, and the American people are with us, especially when they know about the things we're doing to have pregnancy resource centers, to make it easier for families who are trying to afford having children, giving access to families. These are the types of things that are so critical that we're doing as a party, because it's not just about being pro-life, it's about being pro-family. Now, I want to share a final clip of somebody who I think gave an interview and did such an excellent job addressing this issue, because the media, in every interview, they're going to try and trap our candidates. They're going to use the word ban. Even if there's a limit of 15 weeks, 12 weeks, 24 weeks, they're still going to say it's a ban because they're going to lie. They're going to say we don't give life-saving care for miscarriages. Anything they can to help their Democrat friends, they're going to do. And I think JD, in this tough interview, pushed back and gave the right type of answer that many of our candidates should emulate as we head into this election.
Let's turn to some domestic issues, especially in your doorstep. Ohio's new constitutional amendment protecting abortion rights went into effect Thursday. You said after it passed, quote, we have to recognize how much voters mistrust us on this issue, us meaning Republicans. Sure. This week, the Texas Supreme Court is blocking a woman in Texas from obtaining abortion, even though her fetus has a rare genetic condition that is almost always fatal. And her doctors want her to be able to get this so that she's able to have babies in the future and for her health. Isn't that situation an example of why many voters might not trust Republicans?
Well, I don't know the details of that story, Jake, but I will say that we have to accept that people do not want blanket abortion bans. They just don't. I say this as a person who wants to protect as many unborn babies as possible. We have to provide exceptions for the life of the mother, for rape, and so forth. That is just a basic necessity. When I say that people don't really trust us, Jake, what I'm getting at is, look, I am luckily a person of means, but I have been shocked by, you go to the hospital, you have a baby, you get a $20,000 unexpected bill. What does that look like for a middle-class family that is trying to figure out how to pay the mortgage? We've made it way too hard to have children and have families in this country. In that environment, if people see Republicans not as the party that's trying to make it easier to have babies, but is just trying to take people's rights away, then we're going to lose. I want to protect as many unborn babies as possible. I also think we have to win the trust back of the American people. And one of the ways to do that is to be the truly pro-family party. I think we are. We've got to carry that message forward and actually enact some public policy to that effect.
I think J.D., Senator J.D. Vance, does such a fantastic job showing compassion, talking about the real concern that families have on the expense of healthcare, of how am I going to afford this baby? How am I going to afford college? How am I going to take care of this child? And then when you couple that with the legislation you're seeing from leaders in our party that I just listed for you, this is the winning solution. This is the winning formula for us heading into 2024. And we have the right policies. We have the right people. We just need to talk about it. We can't pretend that we can ignore this issue. And I'm going to say it over and over and over again. We have to get out in front of it. I can't tell you how many voters I have talked to that are confused on this issue. They really are. Roe was a bad decision. And the Supreme Court rightly returned it to the states and to the hands of the people. But now there is a national discussion happening where voters are saying, where do I stand? Where do Republicans stand? Where do Democrats stand? And Democrats are putting their money out there and they are defining themselves, but they're also defining us. And we have to push back. And we are proud to be a pro-life, pro-family party. We are proud that we are on the right side of issues like making adoption easier, pregnancy resource centers, giving aid to families to make sure that they can take care of their children, finding ways to lower healthcare costs, all the things that encompass a family and being a compassionate society. That's what our party stands for. So let's talk about it. Let's get out there. Go on offense. Define yourself. Put money behind it. Do not hide behind an issue that we can win on. And when we do that, we will win. So I hope you enjoyed this podcast. Please send feedback back. We'd love to hear it. Talk to your candidates. When you support them, when you see them, say, how are you going to fight back against the Democrat lies on this issue? Are you going to go on offense? Push them to do that. I will be doing the same. I've been doing that for 2 years, and we're going to continue to do that so that we can win. Because one thing we all know right now, that people in this country are suffering. They have a president who does not care in Joe Biden. He's more interested in being on vacation than talking to the American people. He is out of step on every issue, from crime to the border to fentanyl to parental rights to our kids who are being left behind in the schools to what's happening at the national security level. So we cannot let this issue and our refusal to talk about us derail us winning back the White House, taking back the Senate, and keeping the House. So I hope this episode was helpful. We appreciate you. Let's be loud, proud Republicans, and let's go win in 2024. Thank you so much, and join me next time on the next podcast of Real America. I'm Ronna McDaniel, and this is what Republicans stand for. Join me next time on Real America. Paid for by the Republican National Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.gop.com.